Hi, my name's Tom Morgan. I blog at thoughtstuff.co.uk about Skype for Business development, but also Office 365 development, bot framework, and new kind of bot technologies. And I'd like to talk today about artificial intelligence and artificial intelligence for bot developers. So this isn't going to be a really deep dive into AI. My aim is to just show you kind of the minimum you need to start embedding AI into your bot projects. And when I say bot projects, this could be Skype for Business, it could be using the new Microsoft Bot Framework, it could be using other third-party frameworks as well. What I'm going to show you can consume in any bot framework, or in fact in any application where you want to take what the user said and discover the meaning behind that sentence, behind that question, and work out the actions that need to be taken in order to answer the question. Now, the technology I'm going to be showing you is called LUIS, LUIS. That stands for the Language Understanding Intelligence Service. It's part of the Microsoft Cognitive Services, and it's ideal for passing in a phrase to an API endpoint and getting back JSON telling you what that sentence means, which, if you think about it, is brilliant. If you can boil down all the AI kind of technology and all the AI smarts, if you can boil all that down into a simple single API endpoint that your code calls, and what you get back is JSON telling you what to do next, that's pretty good, right? So let's get into it. Now, first of all, we need to just set some, there's three kind of words I want to explain first, three terms that we use kind of when we're talking about AI. The first is utterances. So an utterance is just a sentence. It's the thing that the user says. So it might be a question. So in this example, what's the latest blog post? That's a question. It's an utterance we might pass into Lewis to discover the meaning. So it's any phrase. It doesn't have to be a question. It could be, you could rephrase this as, tell me what the latest blog post is. But its utterances are the things that we feed in to the AI engine. Now, what we're going to do is make a simple sample application, and the scenario here is going to be around blog posts. So let's say I might want to build a bot to tell users what the latest blog post is. So a user might say this utterance that you can see now, what's the latest blog post? And the next term that we need to understand then is intents. Now, an intent is the action that the really the if you could boil down the whole sentence, the whole utterance into one thing, one action to take, what would that be? That's what the intent is. So, looking at this utterance, the intent here, what the user's trying to get at is they want the latest blog post. So, we could create an intent and call it something like latest blog posts or latest entry or something like that. Then, that's the intent of this utterance. And in an AI engine, you can have more than one intent. And the important thing then is to take the utterances that the user produces and that you pass into the engine and to come out with the correct intent at the end of it. Okay, so we've looked at utterances and intents. The final term we need to understand before we can dive into the code is entities. Now, an entity provides additional meaning to an intent. So consider this utterance. So, what's the latest blog post in the development category? Now, the intent is still latest blog post. That's still the action we need to take. But there's additional information there of the development category. So that's an entity that it provides additional information, additional meaning into the intent. So we've got utterances, which are the things users put in, intents, which are the actions to take, and entities which provide additional meaning so we can provide the user with the best information possible. All right, now that we know all that, Let's dive in, let's look at some code. All right, so to use Lewis, the first thing you're going to want to do is go to lewis.ai. And once you've done that, you'll come to this page. Now make sure you're signed in at the top right-hand corner here. And if you're not, that's worth doing first. Once you've done that, go to My Apps here. Now I've already got an app here, but I'm not going to use that. We're going to create a new one. So let's click New App. We have to give it a name. So I'm just going to call mine Test App. We don't have to give it a description. We can leave all this stuff and just click Create. Okay. We get taken to the dashboard for our new application. So here we can see some information. So we can see how many intents we have. We can see how many entities we have. So these are the words I was talking about earlier. So you can start to see how they show up here in this dashboard. And we have a list of labeled utterances. So we have nothing going on here yet. Everything is brand new. So the first thing we're going to do, if you remember that our scenario is around latest blog posts. So the first thing we're going to do is add an intent for that. So over here on the left-hand side, we have intents. So I'm going to click that and I'm going to click add intent. Now we have to give our intent a name, and that's so we can recognize it in the dashboard and we can understand when the AI matches particular utterances to this intent, this is what we get back so we know what to do next. So I'm going to just call this latest post. And I'm going to save that. Okay, so now that I've done that, this is the kind of information dashboard, if you like, for this latest post intent. And I can type new utterances in here. And this is an important part of the model because straight away we're now training our AI model. We're training it in what utterances should result in this intent. So this is a good place to start seeding your AI engine with information. So the first thing I'm going to type in is what's the latest blog post? Because to me, that feels like a sensible thing a user would type. And this is a good place to start. Just put in what you think the user's going to type for this particular intent. Okay, so I'm going to put that in and it comes up in this list here. Now, I think there's probably another thing a user might type, which is more of an action than it is a question or more of a command. So tell me the latest blog post. So I'm going to add that in as well. Okay, so now that I've done that, I've added in two utterances to this intent. I'm now going to save them. And I'm just going to test what I've done. So over here, we have a train and test section. So I'm going to click on that. Now, you need to train your application. Every time you make significant changes and you want to test those changes, you need to train your application. Think of it like recompiling code. So we're going to click train application. Okay, and once that's done, we get taken here to test your application. Now here we can type in test utterances and we can see what happens. So what we could do, for instance, is just type in the utterance that we just fed it as an intent. And as you'd probably expect, well, it comes back saying the top scoring intent here is latest post, and I'm really sure of that. So these numbers in brackets afterwards, these give the percentage. And the percentage is given as a number between 0 and 1. So 1 here is 100%. So 100% sure that the intent here should be latest post. So we could try something else. So we could try saying, what about what blog post is latest? Which is not something we've specifically told it as an utterance, but it's sort of similar. And here it's 100% sure still that what you want to do is get the latest post. And this is where we start to see the power of Lewis, because we don't have to know exactly the things that users are going to type in. Lewis is good at taking the intent and then working out what users actually, you know, what the user utterances are, and then turning them into the correct intents. So another way of saying that would might be, what was the last blog post you did? Again, 100% sure. Could try a couple more. We could say, what's your most recent post? Again, 100% sure. Let's try something slightly different that a user might say, which is, what's new? Now here, see, we're 96% sure that it's latest post, which is still the correct answer. And it's still pretty impressive that what Lewis has done is taken what's new and worked out the other intents that it does know about around latest, and made a connection between the two and come up with the correct intent. All right, so that's pretty impressive straight away. We've, you know, in 5 minutes, we've trained our AI engine to answer questions and return the correct intent for a bunch of different questions that, or different phrases that a user might give it. The next thing we need to look at is entities. So a user might say, what's your most recent blog post? But they will possibly also say, what's the latest blog post in the general category or in the development category? Okay, so we have a section over here called entities. Now there's two types of entities. The first is a custom entity, which is what we're going to create in a minute. But the other type of entity is a pre-built entity. Now, for instance, you might have an entity that is a date or a time, or a URL, or a somebody's name, or a thing. So for instance, you might have, let's imagine you created an AI engine that looked up information. So actually the key entity for you is a bit of an unknown, because it could be anything. So that's where pre-built entities come in really handy, because you can say, I'm creating an entity that's an age or a dimension or an email address, or there's this encyclopedia one that's basically anything. Geography, that's really useful for things like continents and countries. And it really means that you don't have to go through and try and second guess every particular thing that a user might type in. However, for us, what we're doing is categories in a web page. So that's a much smaller list of possible answers. So we're going to use a custom entity here. So I'm going to create a new entity and I'm going to give it a name. And the name I'm going to give it is category. Okay. So now what I can do is go back to my intents and go to the latest post intent. Now this is important, because we're not creating a new intent. What we're doing is fleshing out our existing intent by adding different entities to it. So this time I'm going to say, what's the latest blog post in the general category? Okay, so submit that. Now, we've added this as an intent, which is correct, you know, to the latest post intent. But the other thing we can do is, if we hover over general here, we can click on it and say, actually, that's a category. So it flips over to a $ category. And likewise, the other thing we can say is, let's do that again and say, what's the latest general blog post? And here what we're saying is, this could be a category, this could be something else. Okay, I'm going to do it again for a different category, because I want to show you something kind of, I think it's probably a bug, if I'm being totally honest. So this dashboard is brand new. It is really, really new. It went live, I think, yesterday. Partly, I think this might be a thing that, if you watch the video and then come and use the dashboard sometime later, or you're coming to the video a while after it's been recorded, you may not have this problem, but I'm going to show you anyway. So what we want to do is add a different entity here by saying, what's the latest blog post in the development category? And we can do that, and again, we can highlight development, and we're going to add it as a category. And that's really good because what we're doing is telling Lewis that this thing that we've created, this entity called category, it could be general, but it could also be development. The thing I wanted to show you that's slightly confusing is that because Lewis turns it into category, you can't see the difference between these two. They are different, and I know they're different because if I click on category and click remove label, I'll see general again. And if I click remove label here, I'll see development, but it's not immediately obvious that that's what's happening. It kind of looks a little bit like we've got duplication going on. Okay, so I'm going to do the same thing with what's the latest development blog post. Add that in, choose category. So I'm going to save all of that. And I'm going to go back to train and test. I'm going to train my application again. And now let's try one of these. Let's try what's the latest development blog post. So we can see the latest post. We were expecting to see it on the intent, but the other thing we've seen is that it's flipped the, it's shown us the category there as the entity. Okay, we've done just about the minimum required to train our bot up to make it useful. Okay, so there's loads more we could do here, and you probably should do if you're creating a production-ready AI engine, because you'd want to feed in different variants, you'd want to kind of maybe collect different questions from the user. And actually, if you've already got a collection of questions that users are asking, that you know people are going to want to ask, you can actually feed all of those in one go into this batch testing section here. You can import a data set and really kind of see how your model is coping with that, and then train your model reactively, retest, and go from there to get a really good model going. However, what we're going to do now is move on to, okay, let's say you've done all that, and coming back to the dashboard, we can see some information now. We've got one entity, and our pie charts down here are looking fairly kind of neutral, one-coloured, unicoloured, because we've really just created one of everything. But we can go and publish this now and start using it. And so what we're going to do is we're going to do that now. So there's a publish app section on the left-hand side here. Okay, so we can see now that yes, we haven't published. I can see that, and let's have a look. So we need an endpoint key. So I've got one here, but I'm going to create a new one so you can see how that process works. So you need an endpoint key in order to publish, and the way this works, if you go to add new key, you have a programmatic key here, and that's fine. You've got one of those already. You get given one of those. You can change it if you want to, but you don't need to. And then we've got some endpoint keys here. So I'm just going to delete this endpoint key, first of all, because yours will probably not have that, and it will probably look just like this. Okay, so you can add a new key if you know what it is, but you probably don't know what it is. So what you can do is buy key on Azure. Now don't panic, buy key doesn't mean you necessarily have to spend money. So let's look at that. So I'm going to come back and talk about pricing in a second, because I know it takes a little bit of time to create the key and everything in Azure. So I'm going to do that first. So I clicked on buy key on Azure. I got taken out to the Azure portal, and I get dropped into creating a new cognitive services instance. Okay, I'm just going to wait for it to load. Okay, so here I can create a new cognitive services account. So this is currently in preview. So I'm going to give it a name. I'm just going to call it test app again. You can see the API type you're creating here is a LUIS type, the Language Understanding Intelligence Service. I think there's a single location right now, but that will probably change over time. Now, pricing tier. There's two types of pricing, which I'm going to come back to in a second. F0 is free, certainly whilst it's in preview. So that's the one I'm going to choose. And you can either create a new resource group. I'm actually going to put it into an existing resource group I've got and click create. Okay, so the creation is going to happen now. It'll take a couple of seconds. Whilst it does, I'll quickly talk about pricing. So pricing for LUIS right now is on the screen. Now this is obviously subject to change, so you will want to check it out, but it's easy to find. Right now, you can get 10,000 calls a month for free, which is plenty, certainly for development and testing. And depending on your use case, maybe absolutely fine for production as well. And there's also a standard, which is a price per 1,000 calls. And that directly relates to the plan type we used when we created the API in Azure. All right, so coming back to Azure, we can see that our Cognitive Services account has been created here. And if we go into it, what we want to do now is go to keys. And we have two keys here. So we're going to copy the key one. It doesn't matter which key you use, they give you two. So I'm going to copy key one and I'm going to go back to LUIS here. And I'm going to go add a new key. So my key value is the one I just copied. And I can give it a name. So I should give it kind of test out key one so I don't forget that that's what it is. And save it. Right. That means I can now go back to my apps. I can now go back to my test app. I can now go back to publish. And I can choose my key. When I'm ready, I can train it one more time, just in case. And I can publish. So what does publishing mean? Publishing means that you now have an endpoint that you can hit from your application to run your model. This is the endpoint here. There's a couple of cool things. So there's a verbose flag and there's a spell checker. So the spell checker is pretty cool because it means that you don't have to worry about obviously user spelling mistakes. They'll get corrected on the way through. So your AI matching of your utterances to your intents is as good as it possibly can be. And we're gonna see the verbose flag in a minute because you'll see the difference between using it and not using it. So I'm gonna copy this URL. And to have a look at and see how this works, I'm gonna use Postman. You could use Fiddler or any other HTTP inspector or anything really that allows you to compose HTTP requests. So this is a GET request. So I'm just going to paste it in and there's a Q parameter at the end and that's the question. So that's the thing that the user is going to ask. So let's start off with just what's the latest blog post. So I'm just going to type that in there and send. Now the first thing you might find is this access denied due to invalid subscription key. Don't worry about that. All that's happened is it takes a little bit of time between you creating your Cognitive Services account in Azure and adding the key into LUIS for it all to kind of sync up on the back end. Your key is valid, it takes a little bit of time. So what you need to do is kind of put the kettle on, go and have a drink, go and do something else, feed the cat, come back again. I'll wait for you here. Okay, well, it's been about 10 minutes, so we haven't changed anything else, so I'm just gonna resend this HTTP request. Okay. And this time, there's been enough time for the keys to kind of work themselves around the system, and we get some JSON back. And you can see in this JSON, the what's latest post is the question that we gave it, and our top scoring intent here is latest post. What we also have down here is all the other intents in the system, along with the percentage that they might have been, you know, that the system thought they should be classed as. And this is the verbose stuff. So if I take the verbose out, so if you look along the command line, the URL sort of parameter line, you can see verbose equals true here. So if I take that out and send that again, this time you get much terser JSON with just the top scoring intent. Let's test as well the entities. So if I say, what's the latest blog post in the development category? I get the latest post intent, but what I also get down here in the entity section, that the entity is development and it's of type category. So that, really, really useful. We've published that, we can use that in our bot framework, we can use it in any application we like. We can take what the user asked us, we can put it into an API call, we can make that API call, and we can get back and say, well, if it comes back in its latest post, we know exactly what we need to do. We need to go and grab the latest post and present it to the user. And that's really powerful. It's a really nice way of building AI into your applications. Okay, so let's look at a couple of other things we can do here. Now that we've used this, we've made a couple of calls from our live API endpoint. So if we go back now to the dashboard, a couple of things to show. So there's some stats and stuff here. Now they don't update immediately, but when there's sort of statistically significant data to show, you'll start seeing it here in this dashboard. However, if we go back to our intents and go to our latest post intent, there's a suggested utterances section. And if we go there, we start to see these are not necessarily utterances that we've added, but they're things that people have said that the system has classed as the right intent. And we can go and confirm those and say, yep, those are what they think you are. You've got everything right there. We're just gonna save that. And they then become utterances down here. This will be a good place as well to correct your model. So if your model has made a mistake, it incorrectly matched something, or it failed to match something you think it should have done, this is a good place to go in and say, actually, no, this was the right intent. And by doing that, the AI engine will get better and better. Your model will get better and better. It's worth pointing out as well, now you've published, when you come down to train and test, in testing out your model, you can still do interactive testing. And when you're doing that, you're not doing it against your endpoint, which means you're not being charged. So it doesn't count for the free hits that you get with the free model, or it doesn't count towards your standard pricing model. You can override that by clicking the enable publish model. So if you have a different model, unpublished to published, and you want to try out the differences between them, you can do that, but it's really obvious that that's what you're doing. Okay, so coming back to my apps for a minute. Now that you've created this app here, you've got some options for things you can do. You can actually download all the queries that are sent to your live API's endpoint. So if I click that, what you get is a CSV file. And in that CSV file, you see the queries that got, not the ones that were done inside the training of your model, so in the dashboard, but the actual live ones that users are answering. And you can see the response as well. The other thing you can do is you can actually export everything about your app in a JSON file. And what you get when you do that is you get a JSON file that looks like this, and it lists out all your intents and all your entities and all your utterances and how they are categorized. So that can be useful because you can either take that and you can either manually or programmatically build out the model if you don't want to do it all in the dashboard. The other thing you can do is you can actually import that JSON back as a different application. So I can choose that JSON file, either modified or unmodified. So I'm going to do it unmodified because I don't want to change it now. And I can give it a different name. So let's call it testapp2 and import it. And now what I have is a complete clone of testapp1, but it's slightly different in that it's completely untrained. It's completely unpublished. If I go to publish here, it hasn't been published because it's a brand new application, but it has the same intents and entities, utterances and mappings as the previous test application. Okay, the other interesting thing is Cortana pre-built apps. Now, at the moment, there's only one of those. Now, there may be others coming, I don't know. They do them in 5 different languages, but I'm going to choose English. And it's this pre-built personal assistant. And really, it comes pre-built with a bunch of different entities and intents for common phrases. So I'm going to choose my subscription key, and I get this endpoint here. So I'm going to copy that and take it over to Postman and just show you some of the things you can do. So for instance, you can say, call dad, and let's send that. And here you can see the intent is this built-in .intent.communication.makeCall. So you could write code, when you look at this JSON and come back, you can say, well, if the intent is that, then I know exactly what to do. I need to make a call. Not only that, in the entities, you have this relationship of type canonical entity. It's a relationship name and the value is father. And we can see that as well, even if we do something that has different spellings. So the American spelling of mom here responds to mother. But if I had the English mum, it's not quite as much information, but it's definitely still a relationship name, so it knows what it's doing there. I can do other things. I can say, I don't know, set an alarm for tomorrow at 8 p.m. So the intent here is to set an alarm. And the entities, there's 2 entities here. The first is on the word tomorrow, and the resolution, it's already resolved it, looked to a date, which is the day after today, and it's resolved it to a time. So T20 being 24-hour clock for 8 p.m. And I'll just show you that. If I change that to 8 a.m. and send the same thing, it's now T08. There is a whole list and a reference for all the different things you can do, but for this kind of general purpose assistant, this is great because it means you don't have to spend an awful lot of time creating different entities and different intents for your meaning. So write a new email to the team. These are kind of these personal assistant type tasks. As an intent of send email, and the entity type is team. It's a contact name of type team. Now, this is really powerful because suddenly you've got this big model that you can lean on for doing these general purpose tasks. Okay, so that was a really quick run through Lewis. It was a really quick run through creating apps and then publishing, looking at intents and entities, training and testing, and then publishing, and then using the API endpoints. There's a lot in Lewis we didn't cover, but if you're interested, the documentation is great. The support is great as well. So I'd do this first. This is enough to build AI into your bots, into your bot program, bot framework, or Skype for Business, whatever else it is. But if this sounds interesting, you should definitely go and read up more on Lewis, because there's lots of features and functionality I didn't cover, because I wanted this video to just be the introduction, just what you needed to know. Thanks for listening.